For Wayne Raposo, the idea of bidding $700,000 for land that his family legally owned and stewarded for more than 100 years was daunting and humiliating.
700.
What?
Yeah, never know.
700 twice.
But he felt it necessary not to relinquish partial ownership of the land without a fight.
This is turning into a watershed case over Kulyana.
Raposo is one of more than 100 descendants with ancestral claims to four Kulyana land parcels on Kauai's North Shore. The land lies within Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's 700-acre estate in Pila'a. While Kulyana land disputes are typically settled by one owner buying out the others, Raposo and a core group of holdouts have refused to sell their ownership interests.
I'm hoping this will lead to public policymakers and legal practitioners and real estate professionals taking a hard look at not just the law, but the way people practically behave and deal with the adverse consequences that are often ignored.
The auction was the result of a two-year quiet title lawsuit brought on by Raposo's distant cousin, Carlos Andrade. To gain sole ownership of the family's 2.25 acres of Kulyana land, Andrade sued descendants of his grandfather, Manuel Raposo, the original Kulyana land owner.
We didn't do anything wrong. We didn't ask for any hardship. The only thing wrong is we resisted actually selling.
Initially, it was Zuckerberg who filed a quiet title lawsuit against Kulyana landowners, including the Raposos, to clear title to his newly acquired property. He dropped the lawsuit after a public outcry. However, new allegations of deceit and threats used against the Raposos by North Shore Kalo, a Zuckerberg-controlled corporation, is the subject of another lawsuit filed last week.
There are no other laws and no other civic or cultural norms that restrain someone who wants to be really aggressive in terms of the behaviors that people engage in to facilitate the purchase of the property.
An attorney for North Shore Kalo denied these claims. Raposo is calling for an investigation into the allegations and a discussion on best practices in dealing with Kulyana landowners.
I think in Hawaii, a major company should have protocol and policy of, on cultural and Kulyana matters, here are the 10 points that are guiding principles that we will abide by in engaging with Kulyana families, to actually have people feel that they count and they matter, and to prevent this ugly conflict that we've been living for the past 2 years.
The conflict continues with a court hearing to approve the auction results, at which time all four parcels could be open to rebidding. Ku'uwehi Hiraishi, HPR News.